Welcome to the I Am Podcast, enrichment for the ears of those who are always learning. Brought to you by the Avon-Maitland District School Board.
They like to crawl from head to head. They are itchy and hard to see. They are lice. But have no fear. There are ways to treat this nuisance insect that create frustration for many a family. Listen to this brief podcast to find out more about lice and how to deal with them. Presented by Kate Underwood, public health nurse for the Huron County Health Unit.
Hello there, parents and guardians. My name is Kate Underwood, and I am the public health nurse for Maitland River Elementary. Here today to share some important information regarding head lice. Head lice is a common but frustrating nuisance. Despite the myths out there, it is important to know that anyone can get head lice. In fact, lice actually prefer clean hair. Head lice are tiny brown insects about the size of a pinhead that live on the scalp. They cannot jump or fly, but crawl quickly from one person's head to another. Adult lice live for 10 to 20 days on the head. The female louse can lay between 50 and 150 eggs. The eggs or nits hatch after 7 to 10 days. Lice can also be spread by sharing personal items such as headwear, scarves, towels, bedding, helmets, and hairbrushes. However, lice can only survive off the head for 1 to 2 days. As a result, excessive house cleaning is not necessary, as the lice cannot live for very long off of the head. The only way to know if a person has head lice is to see lice or their eggs, known as nits. Nits are tiny, oval-shaped, yellowish-white specks that are firmly attached to the hair close to the scalp. Nits are often confused with dandruff, but if the speck easily falls off the hair, it is more likely to be dandruff than a nit, as nits are very firmly attached to the hair shaft. The best protection is to regularly check hair for nits and lice. Nits have three hot spots they like to hide. They are usually close to the scalp, attached to the fine hairs behind the ears, at the back of the neck, and above the forehead. Once nits or lice are found, it's important to follow up with treatment. You can ask a pharmacist for an effective treatment product. Check for ingredients that may trigger allergies. Some products may be covered through drug benefit plans. It's very important to know to follow the product directions. Different products require different actions in order to work properly. If you see live, active lice 24 to 48 hours after the treatment, immediately treat again with a different product. It is equally important to complete the second treatment 7 to 10 days after the first treatment. This helps to ensure any nits that may hatch after the first treatment will be treated by the second round. Lastly, remember that no treatment product is 100% effective at killing nits. It is essential to continue to check and remove nits following treatment and for 2 to 3 weeks after treatment is complete. The removal of nits is equally important as completing the actual treatments. From a public health perspective, we encourage people to avoid alternative remedies or alternative treatments. Their effectiveness has not been scientifically documented. There are a few tips that can make looking for lice and nits easier. First of all, sit under a bright light or by a window. This makes the nits or lice easier to see. Part the hair in small sections. Check the entire head, going from one side of the head to the other. Remove the nits by using your thumbnail against your pointer finger to grab the nit and slide it along the entire length of the hair shaft. Place nits in a garbage bag, then seal the bag and put it in the garbage. Head lice can be a very frustrating experience for both the child and the parent. Remember to take a deep breath and know there are supports available. You can find the updated head lice fact sheet on our website at www.huronhealthunit.ca, or you can always call to speak to a public health nurse on the school health or family health teams. We can answer questions and provide suggestions as required.